It's an old cliche, but a game of two halves.
Yes, exact same as Colchester, I felt. As soon as they go down to 10 men, they get everybody behind the ball, they stay nice and compact, and I think we just struggle to break them down, and also, just a bit of, whether it's naive or a bit of switching off at our set pieces, and they've broke on us and got the third goal, so it's massively frustrating.
What does that come down to, those mistakes? Can you put your finger on it?
I think we're just switching off, to be honest, I think we're that desperate to go forward and get a goal. Working hard and try to get the ball in the box and getting corner set pieces and whatnot. I mean, maybe just switch off a little bit and let them break on us. It's something that we need to work on, that's for sure. We can't go through the full season conceding goals like that. It's something that we'll definitely need to work on.
Pull it apart. There were some positives. You go behind and then get yourselves back in front, which is not something.
Yeah, we've shown great character to come back in the game. I think we started poorly against Sheffield United and just couldn't get that goal to get us back in the game. We didn't start the greatest today again, but we got ourselves going, we got ourselves set, we got the ball out wide, got the ball into boxes. Dags missed a penalty, but credit to him, he locked his backside off, running into channels and pestering centre halves. And we went 2-1 up into the break, and we thought, keep it compact, keep playing the way we're playing, and maybe another goal will come. And it's just really frustrating that it's went the other way.
There were some changes, slightly different looking back four, and you had the armband yourself. How was it without Clarkey in there?
Yeah, Clarkey's a club captain. He's a fantastic club captain as well. And nothing really changes, to be honest. When I get the armband, I just go out there and try and play my game. And, nothing changes for me whether I've got the armband or not.
And obviously in the second period, despite the fact you went behind, there were still chances. It just doesn't seem to be dropping for you. Do you think it's bad luck in the final third?
I suppose you could put it down to bad luck. I think the more it keeps on going, we might need to address it. But it just seems at the moment that we're creating chances, not putting them away. And I'd be interested to see the stats, but it felt like they had three chances and scored three goals today. And it felt the same at Colchester as well. And that just seems to be the way it's going just now.
Got a slight break now until the next, and it's back at home here against your former club. Are you pleased there's another home game? Is it another opportunity to get this right?
I'm pleased after the week that we've had, that we've got a Tuesday off and we can relax a bit and regroup. I think that's important because there has been quite a lot of games recently. And another home game. Let's get the home games going. We're going to have to get a win sooner rather than later. Get the monkeys off our backs, and what better time to do it against my former club? I'd love to get the 3 points. That's for sure.
Plenty of experience in the group. Has been a lot going on this week. How do you think, away from here today, how do you think the boys have handled it?
I think we've handled it as well as we can. At the end of the day, as players, we've just got to put everything that's happening on the outside to the back of our minds. At the end of the day, we've got a job to do. We show up for training, we train, we work hard. A match day, we try and get the results, albeit we've not had the results. But that's all we can do. We can't get ourselves all mixed up in what happens at the boardroom or within management. We've got a job to do and we'll do it.
How's it been training under Nuge the last couple of days?
It's been brilliant, yeah. Nuge has been the first team coach since I've been at the club. He takes training. Andy, I've done a lot of sessions with Andy as well with the young boys, and he's a fantastic coach. So the two of them are working well, and they've got their ideas. It's early days yet, and they've maybe got another. I don't know what the situation is, but they'll be there on Monday, and they'll be putting more ideas as well.
Scott, it's a bit of a bump on your head there. How did that happen?
I think it was from the throw. I think I've headbutted the guy's back of his head or something like that. It's just one of those things when you're a defender. You're bound to get bumps and knocks.
You talk about the home form, but I thought the last 20 minutes of the first half, that's his best football Leighton Orient's played for quite some time.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so frustrating. We are capable of playing like that. We've played away from home. With in little bits and pieces. I thought that in Tuesday night as well against Sheffield United, the second half, we were the better team. We were pushing, we just couldn't get the chances, and that's what's most frustrating. We know that we're creating the chances, we know we've got quality to put away the chances. It's just not falling for us at the moment.
How would you reflect on Russell's tenure here, and obviously you were sad to see him go, but
words
for how well he
was doing? Fantastic for me. He brought me to the club on the back of a relegation and a bad season with Swindon. He came here, he gave me the confidence to play. I had this is my fourth season, fantastic seasons with him, so I've got nothing but good things to say about him. And I hope he goes on. If he takes the Cardiff job, I hope he goes on to good things, because he's been fantastic with me.
Was it disappointing to see the way it all soured towards the end and it was an ugly split?
Like I say, as players, we don't really pay attention to that. We've got a job to do, and we'll let things whatever happens in the background, that they can go, you know, that can happen. We've just got to focus on the pitch.
You've worked with Kevin Nugent for a while, and do you think he deserves a crack at this job now? Is he the right man?
Yeah, you know, he's been here the same time as the gaffer's been since I've been at the club. Fantastic coach, knows his football, and I don't see why not. You know, it'd be fantastic if he could give Nugent and Andy a shot.